USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Officials are warning about soaring heating costs. The Department of Energy expects heating bills to go up about 28% this season as inflation rises. Axios reports people in states like Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania, and Maine should expect caps on heating oil purchases as supplies dwindle. NSC Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby is again responding to Russian President Vladimir Putin's threats to once again block grain exports from Ukraine. Kirby saying the agreement to allow grain exports is crucial for fighting global hunger.
If you just look at how it's been going, it's been successful. I mean, it's already now responsible for moving almost 9 million metric tons of grain out of Ukraine. And the majority of that grain is going to the countries around the world that need it most.
Pasta company Barilla is facing a class action lawsuit over its claims the pasta was made in Italy when it's actually made in Iowa and New York. The company uses logos with Italian flag coloring and the slogan Italy's number one brand of pasta. It's been months since the Uvalde school shooting, which left 19 children and two teachers dead. And parents and families are calling for consequences for the slow police response. Texas State Democratic Senator Roland Gutierrez says the public has a right to more information on the case.
So if nobody's going to be indicted, then what are we doing here? Then you're holding information that these people want to see. They don't want to see their dead kids. They don't want to see any of that. They want to know who failed. And who failed was every law enforcement agency at the scene and even the BORTAC team.
This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The record-breaking surge of illegal immigration at the southwest border is a man-made crisis, so says Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz. Cruz saying it was caused by Joe Biden and the Democrats, and says if Republicans win the majority in the midterm elections, they will start impeaching Biden administration officials.
I believe the first person who should be impeached is Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, because the chaos at our southern border, there it is utter and blatant lawlessness. And 4.5 million people have crossed illegally under Joe Biden. It is a disaster. I spend a lot of time at our southern border.
The Justice Department is looking into the PGA Tour and its main competitor.
The Justice Department's antitrust branch is investigating professional golf and includes the Augusta National Golf Club, the United States Golf Association, and the PGA Tour. At play are the PGA's bylaws as they pertain to players participating in the Saudi startup LIV tournament and other non-PGA Tour events. The Department of Justice and PGA have all declined comment to numerous media outlets. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Officials are investigating another set of human remains found in Lake Mead. A diver found a bone last week, and more bones were found the following day. The National Park Service doesn't suspect foul play. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.